Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachum. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 7:23-28. The book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 23 to 28. Now there have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Such a high priest truly meets our need, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests men in all their weakness, but the oath which came after the law appointed the Son, who has been made perfect forever. Hebrews chapter 7, 23 to 28 presents an important contrast between the priests of the Old Testament and Jesus Christ, highlighting Jesus' unique and eternal priesthood. The priests of old were many because their mortality necessitated a continual succession to maintain the priesthood. Their ministry was also limited by the need to offer sacrifices repeatedly, both for their sins and for the sins of the people. This repetition showed the temporary and imperfect nature of the old covenant. In stark contrast, Jesus, being eternal, holds a permanent priesthood. He does not succumb to death, nor does he need to offer sacrifices repeatedly. His one sacrifice of himself was sufficient for all time, for all sins. This highlights the perfect and complete nature of his atonement and ministry. Jesus' intercession for us is ongoing, providing a continual source of grace and salvation for those who approach God through him. My dear friends, Lent is a time to meditate on the magnitude of Jesus' sacrifice. Unlike the repeated offerings of the priests, Jesus' sacrifice was once and for all. It invites us to appreciate the completeness of salvation he offers. Understanding that Jesus is an eternal intercessor for us, encouraging us to continually turn to him in prayer and repentance, knowing he is always advocating on our behalf. Recognizing Jesus as holy, blameless, and set apart prompts us to seek purification and to strive to live in a manner that reflects his holiness, especially during Lent as we prepare to celebrate Easter. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how does the understanding of Jesus' complete and once-for-all sacrifice impact my approach to repentance and forgiveness during Lent? Number two, in what ways can I more fully embrace the perpetual intercession of Jesus for me in my daily life, especially as I prepare my heart during Lent? Heavenly Father, during this Lenten season, we pause to reflect on the precious gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our eternal High Priest. We are humbled by his one perfect sacrifice that has cleansed us from all sin, once and for all. Help us to grasp the depth of his love and the completeness of his atonement, that our hearts may be drawn closer to you in true repentance and gratitude. May we live in the light of his holiness and purity, inspired to turn away from sin and embrace the life you have called us to. Strengthen us by your Spirit to live in a way that reflects your love and grace to others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.